No, really, we played pizza parlors and the Bears Lair Student Union at UC Berkeley and a few things like that. And they said, what's the name of the band? And Garcia goes, Murdering Punks! Which wasn't very timely at that time. It was the summer of 69, you know, if you remember what was going on then.
For a band that emerged 40 years ago from the San Francisco psychedelic scene and boasted Jerry Garcia on pedal steel, it's been a long trip, if not a strange one, for the new Riders of the Purple Sage. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The new Riders of the Purple Sage got their start as a Grateful Dead offshoot that fused traditional folk, country, and Americana music with contemporary themes, like mixing a little Haight-Ashbury with country rock on the title track of Panama Red. Despite a number of lineup changes and the recent death of John Marmaduke Dawson, the new Riders of the Purple Sage are still performing. And when their original lyricist, Robert Hunter, started tossing around song ideas, founding member David Nelson decided it was time to put together their first studio album in more than a decade. It's called Where I Come From, and the guys recently discussed their origins and how this veteran band got the new in their name during an FUV live show hosted by Dennis Elsis.
Believe it or not, Jerry wanted to learn to play steel guitar, pedal steel guitar. See this contraption over here? He just wanted to be a sideman so he could learn to play this complicated guitar, and so he asked John Dawson to play some of his songs and me to tag along to play some guitar, you know, and we'd be the band and he'd be the side man. Yeah, sure. We said, yeah, that'll work. So we got together and started rehearsing in earnest in Jerry's living room. Bob Hunter was living there too at this house, and he came down and said, you've got to have a good name, and he suggested Riders of the Purple Sage, and I had to point out that there was a Riders of the Purple Sage, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. They're kind of like the Sons of the Pioneers. I said, how about New Riders of the Purple Sage? And I just like names with new in it. Where I come from, smack on the demarcator line. Sun don't rise, you know, it won't be for lack of trying. Better be rehearsing my part, gonna wing this one right from the heart. The only place to start where I come from. Where I come from, it used to be a border state. Nothing but my own reflection on the dinner plate. Tonight I choose to dine alone. Me and the dog might share a bone. We don't waste a crumb where I come from.
The new album is produced by the gentleman to my, there he is, Michael Falzarano. Sometimes he's a little bit of a hot tuna. Sometimes he's a new rider of the Purple Sage. Michael, anything about your experiences since you've been an active part of the band?
Well, I signed on for 5 shows. It's been 5 years with 4 years, and we've done 100 shows a year ever since. So I don't know. I don't think I'm getting out.
We took him away from hot tuna. Yorma still regrets it to this day.
The judges don't know when rent's in town. They keep well hidden underground. Everybody's acting lazy, falling out or hanging around. Crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like a wicked Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red. There's still a woman that will rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mr. Lito, he gone breezing through town. The baddie woman is a man bred with old Panama Red.
New Riders of the Purple Sage and Panama Red, recorded at an FUV live performance at BB King's in New York City. Thanks to producer Andrew Hirschman. To check out more exclusive performances, head to WFUV.org.